Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 27. Some light snow is falling at 6 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Pittsburgh water crews have been called to a water main break on a busy Southside street today. It happened around 3:45 a.m. This is near the intersection of Sarah and East Carson Streets, and we're keeping an eye on that situation, and we'll get an update in AAA traffic with Ellen in just minutes. A Westmoreland County couple is accused of bringing their 2 and 7-year-old children to a drug deal. North Huntington police say they made the discovery during a traffic stop Tuesday night on Route 30. The criminal complaint says Gregory Carvalis and Chelsea Palco admitted to officers they bought a brick of heroin, which was in their vehicle. Police say a 7-year-old girl was in the back seat, not wearing a seatbelt, and a 2-year-old boy was sleeping in the trunk. North Huntington resident Terry Naylor shared his reaction with KDKA-TV.
That sounds crazy to me. I mean, drug deals can go bad at any time. You don't know what's going to happen. They're unpredictable. I mean, I haven't been to one myself, but I've watched a lot of movies.
Carvalis and Palco are facing drug and child endangerment charges, and the children are now in the custody of their grandmother. Two City of Pittsburgh EMS administrators have been fired for submitting fraudulent time cards. A district chief allegedly submitted time cards with about $6,000 in unearned overtime, and a division chief approved the cards without verification. The Department of Public Safety confirmed the firings in a statement. This is Older Driver Safety Awareness Week in Pennsylvania. News Radio KDKA's David Valerato has more on how the state is working to help senior drivers.
At a York County news conference, officials from several state departments joined together to discuss safe driving for seniors. More than a quarter of Pennsylvania's drivers are over the age of 65, and while they have fewer overall crashes than the national average, they do average more per mile of driving. State Police Captain Adam Reed reminds drivers about the dangers of over-the-counter medications.
They can cause drowsiness, slower reaction times, or impair your judgment. If you're unsure whether a medication may impact your driving, talk with your doctor or your pharmacist.
PennDOT also wants seniors to know that options for getting around can be found at findmyride.penndot.pa.gov. David Valerato, News Radio, KDKA.
After 13 years of serving soul food on the north side, Carmi Express is closing its doors tomorrow. News Radio KDK's Tamira Rush has the story.
Carmi Express has announced on Facebook that it will end daily operations after Friday, December 12th. But the restaurant isn't disappearing completely. Chef Carlene says Carmi will continue to serve Pittsburgh through catering, private events, and special pop-ups. In a heartfelt message, she thanked the city for 13 years of support, laughter, and shared meals. From live jazz in the dining room to the takeout kitchen keeping soul food alive, Carmi Express has left a lasting mark on the community. One plate, one celebration, and one memory at a time. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
The city is holding a rally today celebrating the Riverhounds' first United Soccer League title. This rally will start at noon on Grant Street, where fans can meet the players and get pictures with the championship trophy. Bob Pompiani is the MC. And there will be a road closure, by the way, on Grant Street from 4th Avenue to Forbes Avenue. KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. T.J. Watt is on the Steelers' injury list, sitting out practice Wednesday with a toe injury. and Patrick Queen also did not participate on Wednesday because of a leg injury. College basketball last night, WVU handled Coppin State 91-49. The news is brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Home improvements with no interest financing if you need it. Trust PJ.com. KDKA Radio News Time 6:04. 27 with light snow in Pittsburgh. AAA traffic and AccuWeather next.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Some anticipated snow, and I know after Tuesday morning, a lot of people got the sense of, uh-oh, here we go again, but that is not the case. And in spite of the fact that we don't have much going on from a precipitation standpoint, many of the roads were pre-treated just in case, and some light snow reported at Pittsburgh International, but it's so light, it's not really showing up, Paul. Much on the radar.
Yeah, what I'm seeing on the radar from the National Weather Service website is just a faint kind of light blue blob moving north to south across the Allegheny, Butler, Westmoreland, Washington.
A faint light blue blob.
Yeah.
That about covers
almost
it.
Almost actually more purple than light blue. But
I wouldn't know. I'm colorblind.
Yeah. So if you're out and about, you'll probably see a few flakes here and there, I guess.
Yeah, but we're not anticipating. I guess listening to our meteorological friends, they said there's not a lot of moisture involved with this transition, where we're going to go down to 12 degrees tonight, which would tie a record set 1976. That said, from the KDK Radio Storm Center, our closing and delay list, we do have in the Laurel Highlands, Laurel Highlands School District, Fayette County, two-hour delay. Mother of Sorrow School in Allegheny County is closed. Flexible instruction day. St. John the Evangelist School, two-hour delay. Let's see. West Mifflin Area School District, two-hour delay. So my assumption is they had anticipated there would be issues, but I don't think we're going to deal with anything that's going to even come close to Tuesday.
Today's high of 31, right? They're saying 31, 32 degrees will be about 11 to 12 degrees below the normal high of somewhere in the low 40s. And then to find out that it's going to be, you know, even below the teens when we get here tomorrow morning, somewhere around 12 degrees, I would just like to point out that this is ahead of schedule and out of order and totally inappropriate. Winter has not officially started yet, has it?
Well,
I mean, it started in terms of the conditions, we know, but when's the first day of winter?
Not till, what, the 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
The meteorological winter started Monday on December 1st.
Well, then I guess you guys had it right all along, you meteorology types.
Not that we hang out together, but did you know that at AccuWeather they have the largest concentration of meteorologists on the planet?
Yeah, they're thick in there. I actually saw their building, and I wanted to stop when I was in State College the last time. I wanted to stop in and have a look around, but there wasn't time for it.
I went up, and many times when I was doing weather on TV, we had seminars and training sessions, and you should have heard the conversations at lunchtime, which one of them would have been, we have our final super moon tonight, Paul.
Unfortunately, it'll be cloudy here.
Yeah, it does. It does look like it's going to stay
mostly cloudy, it says.
Yeah. Should clear up a little early evening. I don't know how much of it you'll see. And then it should clear up overnight to see when you come in tomorrow, you should see that super moon. And for those that are wondering, what's that super moon mean? It appears bigger and brighter than normal because its orbit will be at perigee, nearest point to the Earth. So it literally is closer to the Earth, and it appears that way. So enjoy your super moon overnight. Important conversation starting today. Former FDA officials write in the New England Journal of Medicine that the agency's plans to revamp how vaccines for flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory diseases are handled are outlined in an internal FDA memo, and they're going to talk about it today in Washington. Robert Kennedy Jr., the Health and Human Services spokesperson, says in a statement that they're getting criticism is too early. In other words, let's hear what they have to say today.
So the debate rages over vaccines. I've got something I forgot to bring up earlier that I'd like to throw in if you have time for it.
Yeah.
The first legal challenge against these U.S. airstrikes against the drug smuggling boats coming from Venezuela, that first suit was filed. I think it was filed yesterday or recently, and it was filed by a Pittsburgh lawyer, a person by the name of Daniel Kovalik. He filed this petition on Monday, according to what I'm seeing from the Tribune Review. My sources, the one that I follow, says that this is he's representing a Colombian family. They're saying that a 42-year-old relative was among over 80 people killed in 21 confirmed airstrikes since September. This guy's wife and four children insist he was on a fishing expedition and not carrying drugs when the boat was struck on September 15th. So now they're going after Pete Hegseth for ordering the strike, et cetera. And they filed this, by the way, has been filed in, what's the court? What's the, try to find this here real quickly.
International.
Let's see here. Oof. The filed this petition on Monday with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. So there you go.
With a lawyer out of Pittsburgh.
And we also, and we're going to reach out to this attorney and see if we can speak with him in the newsroom. Now, also, an admiral is going to be on Capitol Hill today talking about this controversial second strike against one of these so-called drug boats from Venezuela, in which some people are claiming that two people were, had survived the initial strike and were defenseless and were killed outright. And then we heard yesterday, I think it was a report from Martha Raddatz on ABC, said that these two men had been gotten back on the boat and were trying to rescue the drugs that had come off the boat and bring them back aboard. So we'll see what happens. But there's an admiral going to be testifying, I think, behind closed doors, possibly, with a congressional committee or a panel of some kind today.
Yeah, the Navy Admiral Frank Bradley, you're going to hear this name later. They're going to hold classified briefings, to your point. Senior members of the Senate and House Armed Services Committees will be among those. The White House says Bradley was the person who ordered the second strike on the disabled boat in the Caribbean in September. Trump administration says the boat was operated by narco traffickers and was attempting to bring drugs to the United States. So I'm sure we'll hear something out of that coming later today.
Hopefully.
6:20 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Here's a look ahead at our 6:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Since 2004, 32 hospitals have been closed in Pennsylvania, and now some state lawmakers are trying to slow the pace of shutdowns. We'll have the details on this coming up in 10 minutes on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh to man the yellow van. 32 hospitals.
Isn't that amazing?
Have closed in Pennsylvania.
And the other big trend, of course, we've covered recently is just this trend of consolidation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Patience. Heritage Valley, Independence Health.
Right.
Right.
And you know, there are many rural areas where suddenly
Washington Health System.
They have, you know, healthcare deserts, if you want to look at it like you've heard that terminology for food deserts, where people, you know, just think of what you take for granted. Now, we are probably, in terms of the region here in the Pittsburgh city proper and around the region, the most access to healthcare anywhere in the country. You kind of take that for granted. But what if, for instance, something as important and precious as having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of places where they don't have the setup, especially if there's an issue that needs to be dealt with. You know, obviously locally, McGee's probably the most famous hospital for that. They birthed, I think, 500,000 babies since they opened their doors.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's out of Oakland. But there are many areas.
Or imagine having a bad cold, or maybe you have an infection or a sprained ankle, and not being able to go to a handy nearby urgent care center.
And therein lies why some of the urgent care centers have popped up. Many people use the emergency room mm-hmm. as, you know, and that's what they were meant to avoid. A true emergency is one thing, but many other people don't have an option. So they just go and they wait. And many of the emergency rooms are taxed. I'm saying not financially.
Well, the last time I was at an ER was a few months ago. I had a badly sprained ankle. I thought it might be broken, and I thought an X-ray might help.
How long did you wait?
I had no wait when I walked in.
Wow.
I was there around, I had to leave work, remember?
Yeah.
I think I got there around 6:30 to 7 o'clock. And I got right in. They grabbed a wheelchair and sent me straight back for some X-rays. And
that's rare, Paul.
But then when I walked out,
packed,
there was not a chair available in the waiting area. And there were some seriously ill people sitting there looking pretty bad.
Well, among the many issues, and I've got an insight into this in recent years, is the fact that the payers and the insurance don't cover the actual cost. So there's this big misalignment on getting, you know, reimbursed for care. And at some point, this is why the lawmakers have to step in, because that has to be addressed. And you can't keep closing hospitals and just say, oh, well, they're obviously a necessity,
you know,
especially in many areas.
It sure has changed since you know, you and I were born. In the healthcare industry, most of the hospitals all the hospitals in my hometown, and most of them that I came into contact with through my, you know, 20s and early 30s, were all operated by religious orders. And they were not for profit, and they were busy and successful, and care was provided for people who couldn't afford it, right?
Correct.
I mean, that was the case here, wasn't it? I mean, Mercy would be the first one that comes to mind for me.
The Sisters of St. Francis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, they've all been gobbled up.
I mean, they had a nursing ministry, period.
You wonder, though, shouldn't a hospital be nonprofit?
It just makes perfect sense to me.
Just a thought.
I mean, should money be made on the dying and living of people, the healing of the sick?
Personally, I think
we ought to reward the people who do that work handsomely, but should corporations be making profits on, I don't know.
I think hospitals should be nonprofit. That's
I agree with you.
Personal opinion. I mean, for the reasons you just said. Meanwhile, how about Waymo coming to Pittsburgh?
Yay!
This is that autonomous vehicle that and our boss, PJ, and our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, our engineer, Tom Catanzari, took in San Francisco on Halloween Day.
And your video of your trip from, what was it? You went from the wharf to Chinatown.
We went to House of Nanking in Chinatown.
Yeah, and it was fascinating to watch that. You were seated in the passenger seat next to where the driver would be.
I'm going to repost that this morning.
And on you went. Now, they're testing these in downtown Pittsburgh, and you'll recognize them right away because they're white-looking SUVs. What model, what make is it?
I was in a Jaguar.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to be
I was
that
never
here.
In a Jaguar for.
But then you'll see on top of the vehicle a large black cylindrical object, and that's part of the what they call LIDAR.
I had people say to me, you didn't. I said, yeah, look at the video. And then when I was in Atlanta a couple weekends ago, they had the same thing. So I took a drive by myself, sat in the back seat, nobody in the car, all over Atlanta, like on a little mini tour. And we're going to talk to the woman who's been, boy, she's been really pushing for this, Joanna Dovin, next half hour, and talk about what we can anticipate. But this is a move that I think, because the technology was brought up here, you know, it was, people forget, we've been in this business in Pittsburgh for a long time, but just not commercially, where you can, you know, I have an app on my phone, asked you where you want to go, and the Waymo car showed up at the hotel in Atlanta. And it was an amazing experience.
How long did it take this time? I know you said it was just a few moments.
Five minutes.
So it was like in San Francisco, what, like 3 minutes for the time you called for it?
I downloaded the app while I was walking with the guys at Fisherman's Wharf. That took about 5 minutes. And by the time the app opened, it said, where do you want to go, Larry? I punched in House of Nanking, popped right up. The car will be here in 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's really handy.
$17, no tip.
And there were four of you, three of you in the car, right?
Four.
We have to ask Joanna about topography, about weather conditions here. For a way. Those are challenges I'm interested to hear about.
San Francisco's got hills, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh water crews have been called to a water main break on a busy South Side street. This happened around 3:45 a.m. near the intersection of Sarah and East Carson. We're tracking that with Ellen and AAA traffic in just a few moments. State lawmakers are attempting again next year to pass legislation to slow or prevent hospital closures and purchases in Pennsylvania. With that story, News Radio KDKA's Paul Alexander.
With at least 32 hospitals fully shuttered in the Commonwealth since 2004, a new bill has been proposed to give the Attorney General oversight responsibilities in for-profit or private equity transactions involving healthcare facilities. The bill passed the House in June and has been awaiting action in the Senate. One of the bill's sponsors is Representative Dan Frankel from Squirrel Hill, who says, "We know we have a real crisis. One of the issues is whether or not nursing homes should be dealt with separately. They're also looking to ban private equity purchases of the land, only to lease it back to the hospital at a predatory rate to force bankruptcy. The goal is to have something in place prior to the next wave of hospital transactions and mergers." Paul Alexander, News Radio, KDKA.
Butler Memorial Hospital is starting the 28th annual Caring Angel fundraiser today. Tickets for baskets and 50-50 raffles are being sold at the hospital's Nixon Sarver classroom. Caring Angel proceeds support charitable medical care for children in Butler Memorial's emergency department. Chris Bowser with Independence Health's BMH Foundation says at least 57 baskets have been donated so far with a total value of $23,000.
When I say baskets, they are baskets, but there's many large items such as televisions. There's a chest freezer. We have handbags. We have solo stoves, patio sets. So it's many things in addition to the baskets.
And the fundraiser ends next Thursday with the drawing on the following Saturday. Winners will be notified by phone. KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000 and by Coons Quality Foods, your Pittsburgh hometown grocery. TJ Watt and Patrick Queen did not practice with the Steelers Wednesday. Watt has a toe injury. Queen injured a leg in last week's game. College hoops tonight, last night, West Virginia blew out Coppin State 91-49. KDKA Radio News Time, 6:33. Time to call Botkin Family Wealth Management, a local veteran-owned independent financial planning and investment firm. Our next update at 7 on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio, KDKA.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Many people waking up anticipating some snow for the morning commute. Certainly not like we had on Tuesday. Just a touch. So wanted to check in quick with the National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Kennedy. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So what can drivers expect this morning in and around the city with this snow? Doesn't look like there's much out there.
No, it's just some flurries, really. Nothing really, any significant accumulation. Certainly nothing like we saw the other day. So, yeah, it's just going to be kind of wintry weather. It's going to be cold, a little breezy, and overnight the winds are going to die down, and that will allow the temperatures to really drop, especially with the snow cover we have. So, area lows are going to be around 10 degrees or so. So it's going to be a cold morning tomorrow.
Yes, the record is 12 for tomorrow morning. We'll see how close that goes, or maybe break a record cold for these first 4 days of December. Right. All right, Mike, thanks.
All righty.
Meteorologist Mike Kennedy at the National Weather Service. So they don't even have advisories or postings. So pretty good to go. Though you may want to check the KDK Radio Storm Center closing and delay list. There are a few schools on there, and maybe they did two-hour delays and a couple of closings based on anticipation. Big news of the day will come out of Washington. And for that story, we go to CBS's Michael George.
Embattled Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is coming under growing scrutiny over the killing of survivors on what the White House claims was a drug boat. Well, today we may get some answers. The admiral who commanded the operation and who Hegseth says ordered the follow-up strike is set to brief lawmakers on the attack. And Hegseth is also facing new backlash over his use of the group messaging app Signal after a new report finds he could have endangered U.S. troops. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this. Jared, good morning. Pretty rare for a Secretary of Defense to be accused of putting troops at risk by the very department he's in charge of. What did we learn from this report?
The top line from this report, at least what we're learning here, is that we're told the Pentagon Inspector General found Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth violated DOD policies in this group chat, but he is calling this total exoneration as the White House continues to back Hegseth through two investigations, raising serious bipartisan questions.
Today on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are set to be briefed on the September 2nd military strikes on an alleged drug boat that has Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth at the center of controversy. Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley is expected to detail his apparent decision to order a second strike to kill two survivors.
If it was just two individuals in the water that were struggling for their lives, what was the validation of second strike?
A source familiar with the matter confirms that two people who survived the first hit were trying to climb back on the boat to salvage drugs and appeared to be communicating with other boats nearby that could have helped.
I think there's still some question whether the initial bombing is illegal as well.
Some lawmakers questioning whether the strike could be considered a war crime. After the Washington Post reported last week, Hegseth ordered commanders to kill everybody, a claim he denies. Hegseth is also under renewed scrutiny for his use of the messaging app Signal. Sources tell CBS News a new report from the Pentagon's Inspector General found Hegseth put service members at risk and violated Defense Department policy by using his personal phone to send information marked secret regarding an active bombing mission in Yemen back in March. At the time, Hegseth denied sending classified information.
Nobody's texting war plans.
But the report found Hegseth posted information that came from a classified email. It's unclear if Hegseth declassified the information beforehand. On social media, he called the review a total exoneration.
The chief Pentagon spokesman said in a statement, quote, "This matter is resolved and the case is closed." But Democrats on the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are calling on Hegseth to resign.
CBS is Jared Hill. Coming up, we're going to talk to the executive director of the AI strike team, Joanna Dovin, who's all about this autonomous vehicle company called Waymo coming to Pittsburgh. What you need to know.
Waymo is starting testing of its autonomous taxis in the Golden Triangle this week, Larry. And for some people, there's curiosity, and for some people, there are questions about things like safety.
You know, there was a recent story out in The Economist. They studied hundreds of thousands of miles of Waymo driving, and compared to human driver, it's 90% safer. 90%.
That's the voice of Joanna Dovin, who is the executive director of the AI strike team here in Pittsburgh, and she will be our guest for more details right after the news. Paul, with you at the top of the hour.
Talk about Mike Tomlin's future with the Steelers is still a hot topic, especially when insider Ed Bouchette has something to say.
That, to me, is damning that your head coach thinks he has this great defense and it's the worst in the league. I mean, what does that say about his judge of talent? And Mike's done some really good things here. But as Chuck Noll said, maybe it is time.
And for those that don't know, Ed Bouchette retired several years ago, but you could tell the passion in his voice.
I mean, this is one of the most reasoned, balanced voices in sports commentary, and he covered the Steelers for decades for the Post-Gazette without controversy, and that's really something coming from him. Now, let's switch topics. On a sports note, a downtown rally today. We're going to be celebrating the Riverhounds' first United Soccer League title.
Yeah, national championship. And so there is a game plan, the rally for the Riverhounds.
26 years they've been playing soccer here. I did not know that until this morning. They've been getting some good coverage the last few years because they've been very competitive in the USL, but this is a big deal. At a place where they're going to expand Highmark Stadium, is that right? Up to like 15,000 fans to accommodate more people.
That's correct.
They're packing it now.
Owner is Tuffy Schallenberger, who's a construction mogul. But he's been losing money on this team for a long time, but that's about to change. Talked to him last week. Obviously very excited for the fans, number one, he said, and the players. That it's a great celebration today in the Burke.
You know, Larry, it is interesting to me, too, that we have two emerging stories that were kind of undercovered for many years, and now they're getting the kind of spotlight they deserve. One, of course, the Riverhounds, and the other one, Pitt Women's Volleyball.
Yeah, tomorrow night they begin their journey as the number one seed again. So, good luck to them, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.